This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to give you something special just to me today from Mecca. The Kaaba is here. You don't have to go to Mecca no more. It's not true. Where are your parents? Guys, all of you who are here, are your parents? That's not okay. I'm not going to say your parents. Guys, is it Abu? Come on. Am I one of your parents? Where are your parents? Go next to your dad. Go to your mom. Whatever. Go to, yeah, of course, yeah. Abu, come on. Abu, come on. Yeah. Just think of all you guys. Go to your dad. Tell them. Yeah. I've got a lot more, inshallah ta'ala, when I come back from Mecca next week. I'm going to bring you some more bismillah. But this one is very special, and I'm going to make it even more special. And wallahi, my question, I already said wallah. When I ask this question, I don't want help, because it's a tough question, and anything that shows little of a mistake, I want to take it. Right? So this oud that I'm going to put in here, you don't know about oud, you don't know nothing about oud. We don't know about oud. What's in the yacht? There is, you know, that there is oud that costs more than $5,000, $10,000. That's not even the type of oud I'm talking about. This little here, don't even ask me how much is this little of oud. I'm going to put the oud over here. You say, yeah, I know what oud. No, we don't know what oud. What oud do you have? You have the $1 oud. $1. I know you do, because I want to do this something there so hopefully we can start quick, inshallah ta'ala. Yalla, quickly. You have a dollar to wear, huh? I'm going to put it in the sujood, huh? In the sujood area. You know, this thing is more than gold, you guys know this. They weigh it with gold, just know how expensive it is, because this is the best type of gold, and it only can exist in some countries. Some people say, oh, some bully. Some bully is not the best gold, just so you know. If you want to lose, I'm going to put some here, inshallah ta'ala, so that when you lift his wood, you smell it. Oh, you smell what you have in the... Where is that? Here we go. So here, let me start with this. And then I've got three more. The last week, I gave a lot of people, some people came in with the Hadith. You have to start talking like this. Show them, mashallah. He's there. He's Yemeni, but he is Pakistani. Does he do great with this? He says, mashallah, they give him people eyes. Then I go back, hey, mashallah. Where's the other brother who's wearing what I gave him? Mashallah, and he's really nice on YouTube. Mashallah, good job. I could just take up to that. Yallah. This is also tailor-made from Medina. This is from Medina. I have a tailor made from Medina. Kullu from Medina, right? And this one also from Medina, all tailor made, custom made. So, alright, so let's start this demo data with some questions to refresh the memory. When in the. Oh, here we go. She's gonna go crazy if she wants this. You know the problem? She's gonna go like, I'm gonna do everything I can. By that, please don't embarrass me, okay? If you don't know the answer, I'm gonna leave you. Quiz. Let's start with a quiz. What is the difference between Arab al-Ba'idah and Arab al-Baqiyah? Huh? Arab al-Ba'idah are the states and Arab al-Baqiyah. So was the ad from al-Baqiyah or al-Ba'idah? Huh? Al-Ba'idah. Is he right or right? Good job. What Arab lineage is married from Mustarada or Mustarada, nah. Too much. Mustaraba. So when we say Arab Mustaraba, for instance, before that, Ismail is from Arab Mustaraba. What does that mean? And Ismail here in Arab is from what tribe? Yemeni? Yeah, Yemeni, but what tribe? The name of the tribe? Zohar, I mean, that's Zohar. So he was not Arabic. He used to speak what language? You know? That. He used to speak what language? Before, he used to speak a Syriania language. And then, when Ibrahim alayhi salam traveled and met, he used to speak Syriania. One of the languages, the Syriania language. And then when he migrated from Iraq to al-Sham, to Palestine, then Abara al-Furat. Abara, the Arabic, Abara al-Furat. I told him this yesterday during the lecture. You know, the program that we have every Thursday on the lecture. So when he crossed al-Furat, the river called al-Furat, so Abara al-Furat, he began to speak to Ibrahimiyya, Hebrew. So Ismail used to speak Syriania. Ishaq speaks Ibrahimiyya. Come on, man, nobody heard of the Syriania. So Ismail used to speak Syriania, the language of his father, but Ismail, he migrated to his dad to Mecca. Whereas Ishaq, when Ibrahim went to Ishaq, he started speaking Ibrahimiyya there, right? So now, Ismail, he learned Arabic. He did not know Arabic. He learned it from Qabila Zuhum. That's what we call the Qabila, or that, you know, the people who came from Yemen, you know, who learned Arabic from them, Al-Musta'araba. Some said that Prophet Muhammad is from the lineage of Ismail, right? He is from Al-Arab Al-Musta'araba. Al-Arab Al-Musta'araba. So, question number three. How are the surahs in the Quran named? Maybe it would name them. Prophet Muhammad al-Qasim would name them. By consensus, mashallah alayhi, yeah, we know that. Not a good question. Because this is a really long question. So don't tell me why didn't you give it to me. It's a long question, so we answer. All right, mashallah alayhi. So it was Jibreel would name the Surah, he would go to the Prophet, he would Surah, so and so. And then Prophet Muhammad will also name the Surah. And then when Prophet Muhammad, you know, died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some surahs that had no name. So the Sahaba with the consensus, they named them, you know. With the consensus of the Sahaba, they named the remaining surahs. So Jibreel and Prophet Muhammad and consensus of these companions, radiallahu anhum wa arba'ahum. Who was Prophet Hud sent to? Correct. Qawm Aad. Who used to live where? Qawm Aad. Where? Aad. You think you're Artugrul, you're the original. Artugrul? Or Iqqal? Where's the Turkey? Yeah. Shadun? Something like that. Shadun is the people of Lord, man. The people of Lord. Not Shadun. Not Shadun, but Kikim. Yalla, huh? Is not a Yemeni Hebrew. The name of the port where Aad used to live, Allah mentions that in the Qur'an. Aywa. From a state. I don't want the name of the Kikim. I want what it's called. You know, it's called. It's a name. It's also not in the Qur'an. Huh? And what it's like, or Al-Ahqab. Okay, both of you are correct. Huh? Al-Ahqab, which mentions, we have four, but we have four Qasqas. What we have used to, you know, where, you know, Qasqas were inhabited by the people of Al-Ahqab. So, Prophet Hud was sent to the Habibna. Today, there is something happening. For this. I want seven, you make one mistake, but Allah, you won't get it. Wallah, you won't get it. If you don't know, then raise your hand. Seven, one to the end, and with the sequence. One mistake, Wallah, I won't give it to you. So, Bismillah, I'm going to get the hour. 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 I raised my hand first. I raised my hand first. There was a teacher I saw first, but to be fair, one more time, put your hands down. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. What are the circumstances of that? I know. Anyway. Oh, no, not taking that. Don't look into your phone. That. I'm not taking, I'm sorry, I don't take that. No. Don't look at your phone, don't read from your phone. I want to hear it from here. I will find my phone there. I'll say in the back. No. See, wait, I just told you not to look from the phone and you stand in front of Satan. Try to kill here, and you go back here. Anyway. Sin? Uh-huh. Maybe sin? My sin? Huh? Somebody told you, say that again. No. You say that? What did you say? What's the last one? Listen to others. He said that first. No, take me. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. I promise you, I'm going to bring some more time. Right? Shirk. Make sense? No. They will win them. What will they do? They have. And then they do things. They might have sinned. Permissible move that things. What are the permissible things? Yeah, each one of us is permissible. Do you get any reward for doing? You don't get nothing, you know. No reward, no punishment. It's just it's permissible, you know. Like eating chips. Right? Or food of lesser value. You will get some reward. But just like I gave an example last week, the reward is, you know, some people that are. No, we don't need to stay in the gathering and learn about the eating. We already know we're going to go and eat for Allah's phone. So he tricked you. To go home, you're going to reach for Allah. You're going to get some reward. But there's more reward here, eating here, learning here, going gathering here, getting the angels amongst us here, because once we're done, the angels will give it to you after you. There's so much that you get to learn when you're being here. Because so far, there's not one guy. He wants to okay. Because he tried, but he failed. So you're going to fight the physical stuff. If you're going to get reward, fine, but it's your reward. You see how he does it? And then if he still fails, because we choose to stay here, then we talked about the last trap, leads his army against him. So this is a quick point about what we covered last week. Let's move on to the new content benefit system. We're talking about the people of God. We said that there were gigantic people who were really, really strong. And God subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in many stories. One of the stories that we talked about also last week, Surat al-Fajr. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Allah is talking to Prophet Muhammad. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Iram adat al-ibad. Al-yati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. Right, what's going on? How much effort I'm trying to make here, but I'm hearing noise. What's going on here? When I put this right here in front of Who was the chosen one as well? Elijah didn't say, and let him and the clock me to have appeared in the earth. Elijah did not create and match with any other man. They were so didactic, and they were so smart as well. So much so that they had to make, you know, create home from these mountains, as the show that talked about last week. So what happened? Here's where we left off last week. They got these people, and then I mentioned this, if you remember the question. Guess what they could do with the palm tree? They were so strong that, huh? No. Okay. Yeah. Well, the way you read it from your notes. Read your notes. You're talking what they were doing to what? They were so strong that what? They were just pull this palm tree and then just they will take the palm tree with one bare hand to take it out of the ground. Just with one hand. A palm tree that can maybe need more than 100 people to take, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only told Maryam, for which he had to be given in Nephilim to stop the palm tree to look at the Maryam. Oh, amazing. When we start talking about Maryam, inshallah ta'ala. This is amazing because we're talking about Isa. For us to talk about Isa, I'm going to tell you from the very beginning. I've done with all my notes. It's already. All these prophets, I've done with all my notes. It's already. So when I start talking about Isa, I'm going to start from the very beginning from Al-Imran. From Al-Imran, before Isa, before Mary, Al-Imran. And then I'm going to start going down until the incident of Isa. But Maryam, when she was pregnant, and then she's going to labor, Allah is going to be treating her. So who's she? Then she resists him nothing. Yeah, it's who's in Arabic. Please, take the person, a woman who's going through labor, pain, right, of labor. Not even she's going through all that pain and, you know, the hardship of the labor. And the last level of the labor to take the function, which requires maybe 1,000 people to stay. Yes, Allah is going to take the function. So these people, just one man with a bare hand will take that palm tree out from the ground. That's how powerful and strong they were. Right? So, let's move on. These people became a little successor. They were talking about, although when we were growing, we did not follow the actual, you know, history. When we talked about Adam alayhi salam and talked about Noah, right? And then we jumped to talking about, well, after talking about the Jews, and then I jumped talking about Ibrahim. But actually, Ibrahim came right after. So we still talked about Noah, about Hud. So, Noah, right after Noah, came in Hud. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah azimakum ajaakum bikum min rabbikum ala rajulin minkum liyunzirakum واذكروا هذه الآية واذكروا إن جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة. Hud is telling these people, he was telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember that he made the successes after the people of Noah. He's reminding them of what happened to Noah. What happened to the people of Noah? He did not, right, believe. He did not follow their prophet. So Allah has destroyed them. So Hud, despite, you know, his preaching, he's trying to remind them of what happened to the people of the previous prophet, yani Noah alayhi salam. So who came after Noah? Hud alayhi salam. Was that the open house of Allah? He made his special. How special? He said, I increased you greatly in stature and in faith. He made you strong. He made you gigantic. That may be grateful to what Allah has done to provide you with the Jewish. So remember, Allah's believers created the special. What is this? Zadkuru ala Allah. What is that? Zadi ayyi. Better than the hill, better than the path, like you were saying. or don't bow, man, but every Friday come here. Because I need you. So remember Allah's favor, the lady successful, remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see Allah, you know, Allah, Rabbi Kumar to do that. So here, the mother of all things. Wow. I haven't even asked the question yet. The mother of all things. Oh, no, the mother of. No. That's all right. Where's your God? Where's your God? فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا لُكْلُكْلُكْ مَنْ أَشَدُ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. I'm going to ask you a question. Out of us, they acted arrogantly. You see me? You see this red thingy here? They acted arrogantly. Throughout the land, we go around boasting, saying, who is superior to us in might? Who is, you know what he's saying? Who's stronger than me? Who's stronger than me? This is what they're saying. Who says something similar today? Who's stronger than us? Iblis? There are some people, you don't know the answer. You don't know this. Who are saying, who's stronger than us? Who can defeat us? Yeah, who? No, 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 today, you know. Who's stronger than us? Which is the mother of all things? I just said it here. The arrogance of Iblis. Iblis, la'ilatullah alayhi, when he says, I'm better than him. This is what these guys are saying. Who's better than us? He's stronger than us. The mother of all. That's what kicked him out of Jannah. What kicked him out of Jannah is the greatest, you know, the mother of Moses, who I call it the mother of the sin, is arrogance. What does the Prophet say about arrogance? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me tell you here. This is why some people are arrogant. Thank you, Christopher. People in the no, you're the one. Where are you? Prophet Muhammad says, if they're not proper servants, then they're called as Jannah. because they already exist with drugs. In fact, one of the punishments that Allah will send upon them is drugs. 3 years, you will see. I'm going to talk about it, inshallah ta'ala. So if you study them, seek forgiveness. If you do that, if you seek forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. And Allah will send good upon you, will send good upon you. I'm going to say something really amazing. If you want to get married, you know what? Yeah. What is it? No marriage, they don't want to get married. If you want to get a job, if you want a son, righteous son, a righteous daughter, righteous son, a righteous daughter, what should you do? Well, what should you do? I'm coming to this. I'm not asking you. يزيدكم قوة إلى قوتكم ولا تتولوا مجرمين. Not only if you stick with this music, even that is happening right here. SubhanAllah. يزيدكم قوة إلى قوتكم. These are the fruits, brothers and sisters, listen up, please I beg you. The fruits of istighfar, the fruits of seeking forgiveness. Not only Allah will help you in your studies, He will help you in whatever problem you try to work on. He will help you with every need that you are seeking. On top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also heal your sicknesses and diseases. This is what I meant to stop the video and be very, very short. Here. Yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. You know what quwwa means in Arabic? Power. What name of Allah does it come from? You know it. You speak Arabic. So what do you call somebody who's strong in Arabic? That Quwwa is the noun. But when you say, you know, a person who is strong in Arabic, Qawi, exactly. It comes from the name of Allah, Al-Qawi. The name of Allah, Al-Qawi. This is until 99 years old. From 8 to 99. You want it? Yeah, I mean, how old are you? You like it on your own? Okay, hold on, you can take it. So, this is the reaction of the people of Hud. Good, you speak in and then you see their reaction. Problems with their food. I'm not asking for any favors. I'm just summarizing the ayah that I just mentioned here. Seeking words from Allah, those that only. Seeking forgiveness from your Lord. This is his preaching. علاج العقم للأقوى علاج العقم الاستغفار الله 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 This is priceless this information I'm giving you will never be able to think just like who he said إنما أبي على الله والله لكما إنما أبي على الله I'm giving you this to try to understand and comprehend and practice علاج العقم الاستغفار And I put explanation smart in there. You know what that means? What did I do? Hey, guys, sisters, you speak Arabic, brothers, you speak Arabic. What is that? What did I say right here? The cure of? Huh? The cure of what? What Jesus does? It's not a Jesus, it's an Uqam. Allahu Akbar. Allah, I know the answer before you tell me. Allahu Akbar. 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 Allahu He just told me the same in Arabic. I said in English. What is Uqam in English? Infertility. Anyone they say a woman is barren, she cannot bear children. The cure of that is what? Not a doctor coming to tell you, sister. No, the doctor cannot tell you, sister. Can you? If it's a Muslim. You know, say, excuse me, lady, you cannot have, you know, after we run all the tests. You cannot have babies because of this proves that you are barren. علاج العقم, the cure of infertility is al-istighfar. Istighfar. This is what I'm saying. If you want Allah to have a righteous son, a righteous daughter, keep making it to come along. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a righteous. Anyway, Allah. And then, this is the reaction. his love made the only thing he has for life to think about. You just see the dialogue between Hood and between the people. He's trying to tell them what to do. He's coming back to Hood. He's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. You're right. Instead of doing that, no, he didn't say that. He said, Kanu, he said, Kanu, he said, Ya Hood, oh Hood, Masih Senabi Bainina. They're asking for a miracle. He's not bringing a miracle. There's no Bainina. There's no sign. What's that? He's going to do. Masih Senabi Bainina. Wama Yahnu Bishari Ki Ali Hati Ya Han Kauli Kauma Nahnu Yaka Bimu Minin. Despite all that, they're saying to him, he did not bring no sign. We're not going to believe in you. We're not going to believe the idols that our God thought that our forefathers used to worship. We're not going to do that. We're going to remain worshiping what we used to worship. Inna qulu inna ahtaraka ba'du. You know what they're saying right here? Inna qulu inna ahtaraka ba'du alihatina. They're saying, as we think some of our thoughts, they might be with you. Yeah, and you turn insane. Something's happening to you. Your words don't make no sense. You're telling us to be God and to worship only one? No. We need to become insane. Because maybe our thoughts that you try to tell us not to worship, they practice something against you. And I was trying to end anybody. And then he says, Qala inni ushidullah. Wallahu inni ushidullah. I be a witness. He says, I'm a witness. What has to anybody on the mat is cool? Because he tried and everything, he says, you know, I am innocent. I do disavow what you are worshiping. I'm out. I'm not going to follow you. I'm out. So he thinks he's out. What has to anybody on the mat is cool? This is his power. This is Hood's weapon. This is Hood's weapon. What is his weapon? إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ What is that? From the name of Allah? Trust Allah from the name of Allah? From the name of Allah? Is the name of Allah that has something about tawakkul? The name of Allah? The name of Allah? I don't trust you. The name of Allah? Al-Wakil. Say Al-Wakil. Come here. I have here one of these because it's going to give you something. I think this was fiction, just to make sure. Hey, we do that. No, we do that. No, we do that. But if you do that, we do that. It's from Pakistan. Is this Shabbat? Good? Good.
I put my trust in Allah. This is his weapon. Tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi wa rabbikum. At the end, it's Rabbi wa rabbikum. It's my Lord and your Lord. Ma min dabban. If we could only understand one ayah to do that. If also then, if we were only you and I can say one ayah and start with it, it's that. In me, tawakkul, I put my trust on Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And he says, Ma min dabban illa wa akhidun bi nasiyatiha. What does that mean? He says he will send you,
Do you have any hoods? Any miracle, Yahoo? Naam!
What is the Nasiyah? The Nasiyah is this, the forehead and here's the sign. 1890 discovery. The center, this is discovery from time. The center of Melon, the center of this making is located in man's brain. It's located where? The difference in making in man's brain is located in the forehead. Any difference that goes on, it's not coming from here. Any difference, like, should I marry, not marry? Should I divorce, not divorce? Should I take this job, not take this job? Should I injure or happen? Shall I take him out or put him? What should I, any decision is coming from Allah. So Allah is saying, because on the day of judgment, the criminals, they will be dragged with their forehead into Jahannam when they are doing that. The center, you use this, Allah will give you this to make decisions to speak, you know, use your intellectual thinking, but the spirit that did not use to be your thinking, you know, for something that's good, they use it from the death, Allah will give you to the hellfire from right here. So, and the man told you to accept or decline. Allah has shown you everything. It's your choice to either believe or not believe. Keep going because we want to know about the challenge. What is the challenge? Is this. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونظر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا لا يوجد كلام فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين is going to good. Have you come to us with what, you know, what we should worship Allah alone and if all our fathers to worship? So here's the challenge. The challenge is this. Then bring us what you promised us. What are you asking for him? Punishment of Allah, they're asking for, okay, you think you are a prophet, you think you're, so bring us miracles. You claim that Allah will punish us, ya Allah, tell me what you can do. Okay, all the husbands here, does that ring the bell? Show me what you can do. Huh? Show me who's the man. I'm going to show you who's the boss. I have a phone right here. Allah. You know, if I was to tell you the problems that I come to my office, say, Christian, then pray, the lesson that was upon our whole people. She took his art from home, and she took him into the hot, into where the police and bullies, they gathered him, and they said, okay, if you get from her, she wants to be there. And he said, why did you call 911 on it? Regardless, you don't do that. She called, what's your name? What's the trouble about the problem? But people, he's teaching here. If it's also here at school, if something happens, if you're not come to hug you, say no. You will be hungry to you. What was I saying? Call 911. Call 911, somebody. Get your guy out of it. Call 911. No. Just like you. Oh, sisters or brothers, the best for the best. God of the Lord told me, be my God, Yabun. The dua he made. What is the dua that Noah made? Something similar. What is it? What do you mean, Rabbi, inni maghloobun fantasir. Rabbi, be truly, isn't it? No, he's saying, oh Allah, look, I'm tired, and so, give me victory. The Lord is, this is what we say, the prophets are, not connected. They're connected, y'all. They're brothers. So here's, Lord is saying, Lord is saying the same thing, he says, God of the stormy, we met the Jabun. Oh Allah, my Lord, help me because they have denied me.
See, here, this is the brother. Are you going to wear this? You can't allow to wear something from it. Your husband is here. Husband, where are you? your husband, the husband of my wife, the wife here, where are you? Abkanan, the husband here. Abkanan, the husband here. Oh, is that you? The husband of his girl, I mean, the father of his girl. Is that you? Brother, I don't think he's going to teach you, man, is he? Huh? Is he teaching? No, sister. So, go give you something. For your daughter. For your daughter. Quickly. Father, I'm not coming. This is the beauty. Father, I'm not coming. Let you speak on the lady. And respond soon. Brothers, sisters, please, I beg you. Soon. Very near. Inshallah. All the mosques and all the houses and all the buildings and all the hospitals that were demolished in Gaza. We would do it. Inshallah, we would start all over Gaza. Very soon. Very soon the Muslim Allah will come. Very soon things will start all over. Very soon you'll find a job. Very soon Allah will find a degree. Very soon you will have the Shallah get your degree. Very soon. Muslim done as well. Ya Muhammad, please help me. Very soon, Jacob, Yaqub, he lost his sight. But soon, he did not despair. After losing all his children, he found them back, and Allah gave him his back back. Very soon, Yusuf was thrown in jail. But soon, he became the minister of Egypt, the minister of finance in Egypt. He did not lose any hope. He did not fall in despair, despite going to jail, despite being thrown in the well. He came back, and soon, Allah and Allah gave him minister. Very soon, after the Prophet Muhammad was kicked out of Mecca, he came back to Mecca. He left Mecca being kicked out, but he came back as a conqueror. Sallallahu very soon, the sun will rise. Very soon, nothing remains forever, brothers and sisters. Do you agree or agree? Nothing remains forever. Inshallah, soon, things will be better be evening. Inshallah. Soon, I will have this place filled with everybody and they will listen to something. Very soon, inshaAllah ta'ala, very soon as we go into Mecca. And shall I be making dua for you very soon? When I go to Mecca or Medina, very soon as the Shabbat Wednesday, as we go in. And so on, I'll be making dua. InshaAllah ta'ala, may Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. Have we talked about the punishment? No. There is a thing, it is nothing to nothing. I haven't talked about the punishment. Who will give the punishment until next time, inshallah, I come back. Next week, unfortunately, I will not be here. But, you know, I'm coming back January. I'll see you next year. Report here. Girls there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Hold on. No. I want to give this away. I want to give this away. I think the question.